From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama defends Turkey's defense of its airspace. After speaking with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, President Obama called Tuesday for an easing of tensions following the downing of a Russian warplane by Turkish fighters after Ankara said it violated its airspace and ignored repeated warnings. Mr. Obama was asked about the incident during a joint news conference at the White House with French President François Hollande.
I do think that this points to a ongoing problem with the Russian operations, in the sense that they are operating very close to a Turkish border, and they are going after moderate opposition that are supported by not only Turkey, but a wide range of countries. If Russia is directing its energies towards Daesh and ISIL, some of those conflicts or potentials for mistakes or escalation are less likely to occur.
He said it shows a need to move quickly toward a diplomatic resolution of the Syrian conflict. In Jordan Tuesday, Russia's President Putin said his government is analyzing what occurred and said the incident will have significant consequences on relations with Turkey. Tunisia has declared a 30-day state of emergency following the killing of at least a dozen members of the presidential guard on a bus in the capital, Tunis. President Beji Caid Essebsi, speaking on national television, imposed an overnight curfew on the Tunis region and will convene an emergency meeting of his Security Council. The North African country has been hard hit by extremist attacks, including the shootings at a luxury beach hotel in Sousse last June that killed 38, and in March, an attack at Tunisia's Bardo Museum that killed 22. This is VOA News. Presidents Obama and Hollande vowed new cooperation to defeat Islamic State militants in the wake of the deadly jihadist attacks on Paris earlier this month. The French leader, speaking through an interpreter, called for an implacable joint response.
France and the United States stand together to bring that joint response. Militarily, it is about destroying Daesh, no matter where they are. It is about taking out their financing, hunting down their leaders, dismantling their networks, and taking back the land they currently control.
President Obama called the IS group a scourge that threatens all of us and pledged not to succumb to fear and promised victory. In the wake of the Paris attacks, the French leader has been meeting with world officials this week to try to build a coalition to fight the IS group. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, a day after his speech outlining a new anti-corruption drive on Tuesday, reshuffled his cabinet a bit after several ministers stepped aside over graft allegations. He replaced the transport and infrastructure, agriculture, energy and petroleum and lands and labor portfolios. The Kenyan leader has called corruption a threat to the country's national security. Just days after a terrorist attack killed 19 at a hotel in the Malian capital Bamako, a UN peacekeeper has been killed by a landmine. The incident occurred as a civilian member of the MINUSMA mission was riding in a convoy about 25 kilometers west of Timbuktu. Canada is extending its deadline for taking in 25,000 Syrian refugees from the end of this month to the end of February in order to allow more time for screening and medical examinations. Jane Philpott is Canada's health minister.
We aim for 10,000 refugees to be resettled in Canada by the end of December 2015. They will include a mix of privately sponsored and government-assisted refugees. The remaining 15,000, mostly government-assisted refugees, it is our goal that they will be resettled in Canada in January and February of 2016. Full medical exams and security screening will be completed overseas prior to arrival in Canada.
Canada says it's giving priority to complete families, homosexuals who face persecution in Syria, and those it calls women at risk. Chartered private planes will fly the refugees out of camps in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, with the military helping with flights as needed. More than 30 Canadian cities have been designated as destination points. A U.S. court has sentenced a Pakistani man to 40 years in prison for plotting to bomb a British shopping center. 29-year-old Abid Nasir, convicted early this year of providing support to Al-Qaeda, conspiring to provide material support to the terror group, and conspiring to use a destructive device. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.